to the Gemara here, very that Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. We're learning all about cannibals.
67 I1.
So this person who, this person who sold himself to the cannibals to make some money, and with him, and then he went to Rabami and he asked him to ransom him, and so on and so forth. Rabami said the law is that the kids we ransom in order to protect them; they shouldn't mix assimilate. Surely we should protect you from getting killed. So his talmidim said, but this guy is a mumer lehachis, and because we saw him eat treif, we know he could have eaten kosher or ate him so, and therefore he can we shouldn't protect him. Rabami said, well, I'm not going to save you. My talmidim don't allow me. But based on this, actually, machlekes are showing him if you only once do an aveira, you already call him mumer lehachis, or do you have to do it 3 times? But now we're talking about cannibals. The Gemara decided, let's go to town. Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish, Zovi Nafshe Leludoi. Now the Reish Lakish, Taisha said, about 7-8 lines on the top of the 2 dots. Taisha said this story happened to Reish Lakish before he became Frum. Reish Lakish was either a head of bandits, as we'll see in Gemara Secha Pelem. Reish Lakish, Zovi Nafshe Leludoi. Reish Lakish sold himself to these cannibals. He wanted to get rid of them. Shokil Bahadeh took with him Chaisa, a bag, the Galgalta, and he put a heavy stone inside it. Omar, he said to them, there's an interesting tradition by the cannibals. And that is, Gemidi, I heard there's a tradition, the Yom Basa, the last day that the victim's life is alive, he has a last request. Call the boy Menai Ovila. Whatever he asks, they follow. And either, like Rashi says, the pshat is that they want to be forgiven, atoned. They know they're doing the wrong thing, so they want to be atoned for the sin. So they say, look, we'll do give whatever you want. Or it's in order to make his blood even sweeter that he dies a happy man. And when somebody dies a happy man, it's good for the juicier. Flesh. Yeah, it's good for the aggressor. Yehuda Basa the last day. Amalu, he said to them, "My nichla." They said to him, "So what would you like for your last request?" Amalu, he said, "Beina, I want to give. I want to do the following. I'm going to tie you up and sit you down. And the whole chad menach, every one of you, I'm chayese. I am going to hit you, chayese upalga. I'm going to hit you 1.5 times with my sack." So they agreed. Because whatever your request is, they will do. He tied them all up, sat them down. Kol chad minayu, each one of them. Kad michya chad chayse. He hit them once with that sack, but it was a heavy rock. Nobody knew there was a heavy rock in there. And he hit them in the back of the head. Nafik nishmasay. So they didn't die yet, but the neshama started to whiz, whatever it is. Chakin shine. They used to like gnash their teeth together. Omale, he didn't want the other people knowing that they're dying, because then they would sort of struggle. Omale, oh, achukik chamchay. The rabbi shouted, oh, you're laughing at me. Ki akati poshla gabi paugo the chayse. Well, I still owe you. Remember I said 1.5? I'll give you another half. Katlinu. And then we give another strike. Killed them off. Katlinu Kulu. He killed every single one of the cannibals. Nothing. He went out, but also he went. And that's the story. He killed all of these cannibals, so they're dead. So there used to be a whole community in Lud or Ludoi of cannibals. Why the Gemara is telling the story, I guess just a historical thing, how they came to an end. But this Reish Lakish wasn't yet, Reish Lakish was a stammer story. That's Gemara, talking about Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish, Yosef Uka'achel V'shase. Reish Lakish had a habit, he did not know how to save money. He had $5 in his pocket, he had a hole in his pocket. It was like burning, he had to spend it. He ate and drank every day whatever he earned that day. Don't you need to buy maybe a cushion, a pillow or something to lie on? All you need is food and drink. What are you talking about? I just built myself up a stomach. My stomach is my perfect cushion. I'm not exactly sure how it worked, but he just used to hang out and he used to somehow or another. It's very comfortable. Very comfortable. So there's the Gemara. So he said, as far as a cover is concerned, the fats protect me. And the mattress, it all protects me. Kinoch Nachshon, when he passed away, when Reish Lakish passed away, remember, we learned Rabbi Yochanan killed him off. Shavik Kava de Meirika. He left behind one kav of sapphires. Of saffron. No, this is saffron. Is it saffron or sapphire?
Meirika is charkon.
Yeah, that's saffron.
Saffron is
yeah, which way? Is saffron? I think it's saffron. So he was upset. Kora Nafshi, he was upset that he had left over. But Ozul Achaidim Chalim, he left to others his wealth. Because in other words, he miscalculated. His cheshbon was every day to finish every penny. Yeah, he had that. And the reason is, says in the Mefarshim, because he wanted to learn Torah every minute. So therefore, he only allowed himself to earn enough money for that day. You know, how long he worked for, half an hour. So he can live for that day. Tomorrow, so the rest of the day he can learn. He miscalculated that he had money left over, or he had some food left over. That means he took away from his time of learning Torah. If he would have known that he'd die at 3:30 p.m., let's say, he would have only worked, instead of a half an hour, 20 minutes, so he had enough food to then.
But it's interesting that we introduced this story as a gnai.
No. This is the Hemshech of the Shlakish. Once you bring the Shlakish, we bring in this.
Story, no, I'm saying now we're saying when he's.
I'm telling you now how some Dachroinilim shot in the story. Yeah, that's the part of the story is that he was a big man.
Was
Rabbi Yechon's brother-in-law.
He used to be, he was a thief.
Yeah.
But he was a very powerful man. I mean,
we swam across in one go.
The river.
Okay, now we're going back to the learning. Somebody sells a field to a goy. If somebody sells a field to a goy, we're going to have a machlekes. If a goy buys a field in Eretz Yisrael, does the goy remove the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael and the field and is no longer chayiv and truma and maisa? Do we say that goy has no right to take anything away, cancel anything in Eretz Yisrael? He doesn't vanquish the kedusha and it's still chayiv and truma and maisa. Somebody sells a field to a goy, like keyach, we force you to purchase, or maybe memena b'kodim, you need to still make sure that all the chiyuvim, my obligation to take care of, so you buy back the first crop and you give it as according to the shalayim. B'pnei tikkun ha'olam. Rashi hachi gasin loy keyach umedi b'kurim. Rashi learns not that if you bought, you have to give b'kurim. You need to buy. This is the tekana. U'b'chol shana tzarich likam. Every year you need to buy from the guy b'kurim p'raseh b'domim y'karim with the big money. U'meviyim shalayim. Bring them to the shalayim. B'pnei tikkun ha'olam. What do we think? What's a tikkun olam? We don't want you people eating to get in the habit of selling properties to goy. Remember, when we had in Rav Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to sell properties to goy. 2 minutes or so. So therefore, we penalize you. Oh, you sold to a goy, you're going to have to take all the chiyuvim, the truma, and the bekurim, and you're going to have to pay them. It's truma as well, would seem. If you sold it, go out, buy it, and you paid it, and go to bring your shlein.
That's all this tikkun olam crowd. Tell me, you want to be mazaken olam? Go buy up, go
everything. All the tikkun olam there. Shalom bayis and exactly maintain that just roll exactly. Sorry. Yeah. Even though we want you to bring the best fruits and all that. Says the Gemara, Rabbi says, Rabbi, Avah Bisha ain't Kenyan. I'm having machlekes. Rabbi says, even though she ain't Kenyan, lo evik kachovim be'ed Yisrael, goy does not have the right to vanquish the kedusha lahavkei midem ma'aser, to cancel the ma'aser. So if a goy buys land, the Kenyan is not a valid Kenyan. She nemar says, kili ha'ored, li kedusha ha'ored, the land belongs to the Eibishter. Nobody can remove it. Avah yesh Kenyan lo evik kachovim be'ed Yisrael. You know what a goy has a Kenyan for? Lach be'boy boyres here, he owns the land that he can go ahead and dig holes in it. She nemar says, hashemai shemai l'shem v'ored, even at Yisrael, less than the Adam. My nafkamina, so Yaakov Ben wants to say nafkamina is when you sell a property in that soul to a guy, you need to tell the guy, put it in the shtar, a document that the condition, he's not allowed to actually dig holes in the land. Rashi. If a guy bought land, it's all in Kinyon Konu, he does not have the right to cancel the Kedusha, so it's Chayb Meiser. We saw a Kayyam Menu, and I paid it last. If he buys now the field from the guy, he has to, if he buys, not field, if he buys Paris, he has to give Truma Meiser and all that kind of stuff. It seems that the Takana in the Mishnah was only for Bukurim, the Takana. But the Chiv is still this. Anybody buys, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer disagrees. He says, even though a guy does have a Kinyan and does cancel the Kedusha, a guy does have a Kinyan. It says the pasuk the goncha only if you own the granary. Not if a guy does, I will ain kinyan the chav medesrol. But the guy has no kinyan lach. You say that the previous din was a guy could dig holes. Sorry, the first one is ha'odis nasan levin adam. You could. I hold that a guy cannot dig holes, and you have to put that on the contract. He cannot dig holes. Shenema says la Hashem ha'odis. Even medesrol belongs to Hashem. What's the machlek? Is Ma'as about the gon cha of a loy dagon of a chav midash and the gon cha your grains, but not the grain of a guy. So a guy therefore owns a field. There's no chiv of truma meiser. Ma'as of a digun cha midash and that what it says digun cha and the loy digo. The gun cha means who makes it ripe. Only if you make it ripe. But not if the goy makes it right. If the goy makes it right, b'shas, you know, when it's fully ready and he owns it when it comes ripe, then he's potter. In other words, even the group by the yid and he cut it off right before it was ready. And then the guy that took the last, made it right, piled it up. You're part of Maisa. Don't do it with the owner of the field. Rashi. That's the completion of the work. When it comes to ma'ase, even if he bought it from a yid while it was growing in its stock, so it's definitely chayiv truma ma'ase as a yid. But the meruach, you know when the moment of chayiv comes, not when it grows, but when it is piled up. And if the goy owned it at the time, that's when he put it. I mean, but if the goy grew it, so according to this, if let's say the goy owned the field and he grew it, and then he bought right before the end and he piled it up, you be chayiv because the goy's ownership does not in any way vanquish the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. It's only constant meruach. That's all we look at. We don't care who owned it. Yeah, we don't care about the land. Land is always at the stroll. He always chayv to Ramesses. Right? The oil chayv. He says, Kali ha'aretz. This is all belongs to Eibishter. How do I know that if a guy owns the land, it's all no longer any kedusha? Rabba says that a goy does not own. It does not take away the kedusha. How do I know? We learned. If you take lecture pay from a goy, you still chayv ma'ase. Clear that even though the goy owned the land, you still chayv ma'ase. Look at that. Lecture pay, stomach, hefke, generally, since you know that you cannot keep it, you leave it in the corner or you fall down, it's hefke, upturim, and a ma'ase, generally the pot of ma'ase. Shanem, it says, Ovar Levi came, Chayli Vinachlimach has no share in it, Bemisha, and Chayli Vinachlimach, Yachu Af, Loy, Hain, Mufkadi, and it's hefke to everybody, Valeket, Vashik, Vapay, so you have him, Chayom, and ma'ase. But by a goy, the chayv and ma'ase. The hashtag of.
Was a goy allowed to buy land anyway?
You shouldn't, but if you did.
What you're saying is
that
the sale is a sale, you don't cancel the sale. It's not like here when you get these Chinese who bought these properties,
you've got
to sell it again.
But the land remains with its kedusha.
Even while the guy is the owner, the land still holds. One second. All the Mishnah says is that if you take lekker shirik pay from a guy, you're still chayv
ma'aser.
Let's just see what happens. Elim Kain, unless hefker. So the Mishnah says the only time you don't have to give, he made it hefker. Now, hechle, what's the case here? Ilay mede Yisrael, the field belong. If the marshal, it's a Yiddish field, and he left the payer and all that, and then the lektiv from the goy collected it, and the goy collected. Then the goy decided to return it, or the goy said sell to a yid, and you try and tell me chayv ma'aser. El im kein hifkir. So why does the Mishnah say only if he made hefker? Ham hifkir v'kaim. In this case, you don't have to give ma'aser, because the first yid when he left it pay, it was hefker, and hefker is not chayv ma'aser. So what? Just because a goy bought it doesn't become chayv ma'aser. So if then he goy turns and sells the yid, why would if somebody sells pay to somebody else, you don't have to give ma'aser because it's be'etzem hefker. You bought it. So what's the case here? And you say only if he made hefker. El alav the oivik kachavim. The field belonged to a goy. The field belonged to a goy. And the goy, because this is the tax of Yisrael, decided to behave like a good citizen, and he also left payah. He left in the corner for the armalite, and v'liktinu Yisrael, and Yid collected the armalite. The Yiddish armalite collected it. Now the goy did not make it hefke because he's not chayiv to give like a chikha payah. So therefore, the Mishnah says if the goy made it hefke deliberately, then it's one thing. If the guy didn't make it, he just put it in the corner. If he just put it there l'shem payah, it is not hefker, and therefore you're chayiv and ma'aser. So you throw all time with the hefker of chayiv. So what does he claim from here? That a goy's field, even though grew in the goy's field, is still chayiv and truma ma'aser. That means the goy is a right to me, says Rabbi, that a goy does not own and Yisrael, has no right to cancel the kedusha of Yisrael. No, loy, says the Gemara, loy, no raya from here. No raya from there. Rabbi Lo says no raya from there. Leilam, the Yisrael. Maybe it's a Yiddish field. And Valentino, if a guy took it, I asked the question: if a guy took it, the Yiddish field is hefker automatic. So what if a guy? So why if the guy made it hefker? It's already part of the ma'aser because Potter. With the garment, how mifkere v'kaima? If you tell me what that is hefker, and he the mifkere died to this role. A died yochavim mifkere. When the Yid made it hefker pay, he made it for the Jewish Armalite. He didn't make it hefker, just like he didn't make it hefker for Jewish rich. He didn't only make it for Jewish poor. He only didn't make it hefker for the goyish poor. So if a goyish poor man takes it, it's not hefker. It's like a qualified hefker. Therefore, if a goy takes it, the only time that you are potter for ma'aser is if the goy who owned it now decided to make it hefker as well. When there's no raya.
When you make something hefker, you've got to declare that it's hefker, don't you?
To two people. Yeah.
When you leave your payer, what you're doing is you're just leaving it.
Exactly.
It's automatically.
No, that's automatically. We're saying it al das. It's as if you did it only for the Ottomanite. Oh, the Tater made the declaration that it's hefker. We know the pasuk, but it's as if you've made a conditional. I'm only allowing the Jewish poor to. Maybe have a chleik b'sham b'sil if you can make hefker only laniim, or has to be laniim lashirim. One that rises from peya, you can make only laniim. So no raya. Tosh b'kamenei Yisro shulokach sadechov. It says in the Brayis, if a yid bought a field from a goy, if a yid bought a field from a goy, depends which stage he bought the field. Ad shalai heviyashlish, if the tefuah was not a third ready, that means it grew in the Jewish property, in the Jewish person, by the Jewish owner. And then he turned around the chazal machla, and afterwards we know that a third ready is generally when it takes root, and you know for shemitah and all that. So and after became a third ready under the Jewish ownership, he turned around and sold it to goy mishaviyah shlish. After the third ready, chayev maiser. He's chayev maiser. Come on, it's chayev. But even though a goy owns the field right now, you're chayev maiser. What does it keep clear from this braiser here? That if a yid would have bought it and sold it before it was a third ready to a goy, then you're not chayev maiser. In other words, a goyish ownership is part of a maiser. In ilayin is chayev loy. Is a raya to rabba. We're talking about a Suriya. Remember Suriya we learned before was Kibush Yachid. Yeah, exactly. Kibush Yachid. The David HaMelech conquered it, according to Rashi. It was not all 600,000 with him. According to Tesis, he conquered it before they conquered the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Because the Yevusi didn't conquer Yerushalayim. So therefore, because it's a Kibush Yachid, it doesn't have all the dinim of Eretz Yisrael. Over there, if a Goy Taka owns it, Yechayv Dramaiser and so on and so forth. But if a Goy owns it, you are Potter. Ukasav a Kibush Yachid Leishma Kibush. It doesn't have the Kedush of Eretz Yisrael. So that's why. Toshma coming here. There's no raya either way. Coming here. So again, Rabba holds that a goy ownership removes does not remove the kedusha, and Rabba Lazar holds it does. Toshma coming here. Yisrael vayivichavim ayid and the goy shalokhu sadeh b'shutfes. Ayid and the goy were partners. They bought a property together. Even though we learned in Gemara Bechaydus in the beginning that a yid should never be a partner with a goy, also in Gemara Shabbos. But still, it happened that the yid and the goy became partners. The din is tevel the chulin mu'uravin zebeze. So what do we have here? That the Jew's ownership, his part, is tevel. Chayvet remaisa calls my own tevel. And the goy is potter. Clear. Now, interesting, my colleague is Rashi and Tesis here. What's pshat tevel chulin mu'uravin? Let's do Rashi. Tevel, top of the page. Tevel chulin mu'uravin zebeze. Says Rashi, ein loch kolchi. You know what partnership is, says Rashi? Kolchi tevechita. Every stalk of wheat. Every stalk of wheat, part of it is tevel, part of it is chulin. The section that belongs to the goy, potter, that part of the wheat is potter. Even after you divide it, we hold ein breira. That means that could be the goy ended up with the yiddish parts and the yid ended up with the goyish parts. Even after you bought it, he has to give ma'aser. And the yid to give ma'aser, but how? You cannot give other tefuah ma'aser because part of the stalks of the goys and part of the yids. So you can't give something else which is totally chayv and maises. What do you do? Minei ube. You take another stalk from this field and you give it to maises. So part of it is truma, is chay, and part of it is potter. Just like the stalk that you're trying to potter. But lo mi menot tevel gomu. You're not allowed to use stalks in this field for other tivliyim because part of it is potter. But lo mi tevel gomu. Allah, nor can you use other tevel on this. Minei shemafrish min ha-potter alachim lachil ha-potter. Because they're not the same. Abel ki maase minei ube. If you give from itself, maase sholem, a complete maase. So Rashi learns that every stalk,
every piece. So every piece. Rashi says he's a half owner of the entire field.
And Taisa disagrees. And Taisa is a long back only. But Taisa disagrees. He says no, that you own half the field. Don't know which half is yours. Not that every single stalk is part. That's the opinion of Rebbe. We're talking about after you divided it. Shimon says, after you divided it, the section of the guy is potter because he ended up with his own. because yesh breder. But we see here what if you but everyone agrees that the goy section is potter. The only problem is if there's breder or not. We sort out who's who's. At kind of plug yel the masayish breder masayim breder. Abu kuy amishkin lebuchom mezuzah lav kibinei ma'isa. Clearly, if a goy owns the field, you potter ma'isa. Again, what's Rabbi going to answer? Hanami b'Suria. This bride is talking about land in Suria. Suria because it's only kibush yachid. This doesn't have the full din of kedusha. Therefore, we say over there, if a guy owns it, he removes the kedusha. Ksavah, he holds kibush yachid. Let's make kibush. Omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Avi. Rabbi Chiya Bar Avi says,
"Tashma." What would you do? Here you talk about that it's a shutfus. In other words, either you have it, each one is a chelik. We don't know it's a chelik. What Rabbi says, an arisa arrangement.
You only have a chelik.
Either it's a goyish field and you get produce, or what's the yiddish field and the guy gets produce.
No, what about it?
So what do you say now? What do you say on that produce? No, it's not a shutfus. It's a different arrangement to shutfus.
So we had that also in Kedushin there. We'll have.
Say just what the guy took, that he's in the rest of Chayatul Mamaisis, or how do you.
Yeah, we'll learn Kedushin of Mambaisis with him, about how others will care. Toshma Kamaneh. Hamoicha Sodei Leguchom. Somebody sells a field to a goy. If somebody sells a field to a goy, Lekech, you have to go ahead and buy, or maybe Bikurim. It says, we just learned now Mishnah right here, that if you sell a field to a goy, you need to buy back the Bikurim, Mitnei Tikkun Olam. It seems to me it's more like a penalty that really there's no Bikurim here, but because you tried to get away with it, so we're going to punish you. We don't want people selling fields. We Mitnei Tikkun Olam. In the Eislois, it's clear for me that Mahatayde, there's no, if I had bought the property, if I bought fruits from the guy, you wouldn't be chayv in Bikurim, because the guy is able to cancel the Kedusha. It's only Mitnei Tikkun Olam, it's a Kasha and Rabu. No, interesting. Shtei takonas, it evolved. There were two takonas and it evolved. Mikore, in the beginning, having maise midraise. In the beginning, you sold to a goy, like Rabbi says, it's still kaddish. If you bought tvua, you had to bring bikurim. Kiven the chazer, the kamikre, mezavna. What happened was people saw, they sold the field to a goy, it's still holy, they didn't feel guilty selling to a goy. So what's wrong with the guy? The kedusha is still there. You still chayv and truma ma'ase bekurim. So people started to sell properties to guy. So what did the chacham do? They wanted to remind Eden, hey, it's not right to sell a holy property of Eretz Yisrael to a guy. Is the sovri? They thought because I came, and people thought, look, it's the same thing. What's wrong? So the first takana was to kinluhu the loyleisa. They made a takana that no bekurim anymore. Even though mahatoyda you chayv bekurim, the chachamim said don't bring bekurim. Why? So this was to show you, hey, you just reduced the Kedusha or canceled the Kedusha of this land. People felt guilty, so they stopped selling to a guy. 100 years later, whatever, a time later, Kivan, the Chazan, Mandalay, Sagalay, Mazban, people who needed money, desperate for money, and the guy prepared to pay more for a piece of land than a Eid, they sold it to the guy. Didn't care that the Kedusha went down. The Kamishtaka Be'er Yuchavim, and the land ended up in the hand of a guy. So the Chomer second Takana, harder to kindle the laces. The new Takana, the owner, whoever sells it, has to buy the fruits and give a kudim. It costs you forever. You can stop selling to the guy. You think you're ahead, you're way behind, because every year you have to buy fruit. And what happens? The fruit brings to your line. You have nothing from it. So the second takana that sounds like selling to the rabbanon is because of the first takana, which removed the what do you call it, the chiv of bringing bikurim. And that was done in order to show people that you're reducing the kedusha. Don't do it. Itma nu gemara, we learned an interesting machleike, a very famous machleike, is the concept of kinyan pedis. If you buy something, you have the use. If you have the use of something, does that make you the owner or not?
This is like a sharecropper in a sense.
In a way, yeah. Hamoiches sodel pedis. I sold you the field that you have the rights to produce, but not the field itself. Is abiechen and I may you still bring bekuri, maybe the kodi, because he holds that kinyan pedis, that if you have the use of it, it's kinyan gufta, as if you own it. And the shlokah says, maybe veina koida, you bring, but you cannot say, oh, the shasatali, because you don't own the land. That's the machlech Zabihud and the Chacham. What do I do with this? He owns the land, but he didn't leave it to Israel. So the question we can say, the Abisha you gave me. He has the land. Can you say the Abisha you gave us? Rashi. Rashi, Moshe Rabbeinu paid is about 10 lines above the white line. She yoichel halakech paid is, for example, you sell to the buyer, but eat the paid is ad eseshonim for 10 years. But then v'sachzer hakarka lebaleh, and then afterwards it goes back to the owner of his man. She ain't a yevil no. You come to him at the time there's no yevil, because there's yevil anyway. Come every property sales only for short term. The hainu mishigolu. When did the yevil stop? Shigolu shevet ruven v'shevet god. After shevet ruven and shevet god went to exile. Shigolu tchilim eved ayadin adesan cheder. Sanhedrin sent him away, and then we had the Teshvatim sent away. Ad Chorvus Yishlayim to the Churban Yishlayim, the Ibiz Man Sheyevel Noye, because if it's at the time, and this is the end of the first Beis Hamikdash, because if this is talking about the time when there is Yevel, Stam Mechid L'Pedis, every Mechid is L'Pedis. Shani Seifel Lachs of Yevel, come Yevel, it goes back. What's a Chilik, 10 years or 50 years? Says Yimor Vaiter, the Mor now explains. Sorry, Kikina Gubdami, V'yocholem V'reishis Pri Adam Hashem Satali, I can say that land that belongs to me. Then you want to buy it. Maybe you can create a kinyan pegging of dummy that your ownership is good enough. The shlokim maybe you can create a kinyan pegging of dummy ownership. The right to use it doesn't make it yours. Ace for Rabbi Yechon the shlokish. Rabbi Yechon asked the shlokish a question. It says that you should rejoice in that Yisrael. You. It says that Abishah gave shenotzim lechachol veisecha to you and to your family and so on. Melamed. What do you mean veisecha by bekurim? It says melamed shadam mevi bekure ishto vekode. It says veisecha to your household. That let's say you have a property nixim maluk that belongs to the wife, and you have the rights of the fruits. Paytas. You still you could bring it and you can be chayv bekurim. So we see from here that what that even though it's only kinyan paytas the husband has, yet he can bring bekurim. It's kinyan aguf. Amalei the Shlokish answers back. Shiny Hashem the Chsiv ulebeisecha. The pasuk clearly says ulebeisecha. They include your wife. So if you have to have a limud for ket, that I to me only because of the limud. That's why you chayv. Otherwise, kinyan peiros lav kikinguf. Ikedami pum for ket. Eitzer Rabbi Shmuel Yochanan Rabbi Yechonah ulebeisecha. Lamed to other maybe because he's mekoyde. Is that I that what? Only a wife. Everybody else no. Kinyan peiros not kikinguf. And the Gemara Hashem the Chsiv ulebeisecha. Albama. That's the Shlokish question. Once we know that your wife, you can bring her paydas because Kenya paydas, Kenya goof. Everywhere else, we compare it and say the same thing should be applied there. Eitzel, last your question: you were traveling, and the bekudah of your wife was with you. You heard your wife died. The din is if you give a shliach your fruits to bring to the shlime, and then he dies, and the owner then goes and gets to the shlime, and he takes the fruit. You can no longer say bikurim, because there has to be the one who picked it, the owner who picked it, the one who brought it, should all be the same person. What about if it's your wife, and you are the shliach for your wife? You're bringing it on behalf of your wife, and you're the wife. Maybe even kaidah, you still bring it. Why? Because you have a shaykhis to the fruit from the beginning. What's your shaykhis? Can you pay this? Is it I? Can you pay? Can you go? You're an owner. But true, we'll see later. But right now, you don't. When at the time when you started, you didn't. It seems to me only because you died. If you wouldn't have died, and exactly, you yashin. If you wouldn't have died, you wouldn't have yashin it. You wouldn't be able to bring it because you're not the owner. Says the Gemara, who didn't have a gadol meisa, even she didn't die, even meisa, itzach lechidush that she did die. Why? In other words, even she didn't die, of course you can bring it. So why do we talk about after she died? The chidush, because an ordinary shliach, if the mishaleach died, if the shliach died and the mishaleach let's say Reuven or whatever, cut off the shogron beyat shliach, the owner cut the tefuah, he picked the tefuah, and then he sent in the hands of a shliach, of a meis shliach baderech. And the shliach died somewhere along the way, and then the husband, the owner, comes and takes it over and brings the shliach. And maybe the einu kaide, he does not read. She'anemar, it says v'lokachto, you should take v'hevesa, and you should bring it. Ad she'tehelikicha v'avo be'echa, the same person who
without the interruption in the middle of the shliach.
Yeah, if you give the shliach, he has to bring it all the way.
100%, you 100%.
Exactly. Kamash v'lan, tell you when it comes to a wife, it doesn't work that way. But also to Rabbi Yechon, this argument of Kinyan paid King Uvanav, they're consistent with their other argument. The Eidma we learned, Hamoiches Sodeya Bizmancha Yevul Noig. During the base of Middash, first base of Middash, or according to the second base of Middash, if you sold the field with man, Yevul's Noig. Rabbi Yechon says, maybe the Kaida. Rabbi Yechon says, you can bring Bukuri, because even though you're only short term, yeah, because Kinyan paid is Kinyan Guf. And the Shlokish says, maybe the Ainu Kaida. You maybe, but you don't read it.
So, Lord to the Shlokish, no one ever made the declaration.
We'll talk about it. Yoshim. If you Yashin, you don't give it back to any Yevul. So, that's the one. But buyers, no.
Is that the whole first Yashin who came into the land?
That's Taylor gave him. Yeah, that's forever. And then Yerusha is yours. But Lekich, every time you buy, comes Yevul, you gotta give it back. You take it, don't say.
You
might have to have a star yuchsin
for your property.
Yeah, we still see it gets even worse. Why? Because maybe they know kaida. Kinyan paydas love kinyan gufdami. Same machlekes. So what do you need both machlekes for? Tzlichin need both. Why do you need to argue by if you sell a field the paters or you sell the zman yevo? It's the same thing. The nekuda is the same. There's more no. We tzich need both. The yitman bahi. If only told us that case over there in the first case over there where you sold the fruit, the field for paters. Bahi. Maybe I would argue bahi kamadesh lakish. Only over there, the shlakish says that you cannot bring the fruit. You know why? The chikanachis adai to the periganachis. You bought the chatchila the field only for the produce. You're saying I have no ownership. I'm going to buy the produce. So as like I said, you have no ownership. You have no ownership. How can you say bring bikurim? Abol bahar the adai to the gufa kanachis. But when you're buying and Yevil pulls it out. When I bought it to be the owner. The tater came and takes away from me Yevil. Maybe the shlakish is made it during that time. You are the balabas. Maybe he's made to Rabbi Yechon. The Eidma, but I've only knew the second case over here. In the case of Yehibel, I was arguing, forget. Because I became the Balabas, so therefore attacking Yechayiv. But in the first case, when Yechatchila only bought it for Pedis, maybe Yechim, Eidma, Shlokit, Tzichel, if you need both. Rashi, top of the page, man, you have a night. Kol Mechidus, Kakel, Pedis, Shadi, Chayzir, Agupi, Yehibel, comes back in Yehibel. A died to the Pedis, Nochi, Velava, died to the Mikanya La'ara. He never intended to buy the land itself. I feel the Shoachim for 1 minute. So that's why we don't need to do both.